Hey guys, welcome back to QB Rant. My name's Quentin, and this is my co-host slash compadre
Bennett, and I'm very happy to be here again. As you all have hopefully realized, it's been a while since we've been here.
It's just a bit, just a bit.
it just happens to have been, I believe it's been 56 days since our last episode, which was the same amount of time we had between the last two. So you guys, you should be very proud of us.
It's consistency. It's like really bad consistency.
Yep. It doesn't matter if you are posting often. It just has to be consistent, you know? So yeah,
that makes you a better content creator.
If you post three episodes all 56 days apart, you should be very proud, you know?
If you post one episode yearly, that's consistency.
Like, let's say you're a YouTuber, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got like 15 million subscribers, right?
What?
And
a big number.
but you don't get those subscribers because of posting every day, right? No, you get those subscribers from making one good video
a year.
Every year.
No, it's not even a good video. It's just you keep posting that same day every year, at least once a year.
It's about posting at the same time, same day, every year.
It's the consistency that brings your audience back.
Now, sure, some people may post like every day or every week, but it's not the important part.
Yeah, they're not doing nearly as good.
The important thing is that you're making money off of the one video.
But think about it. Just because your views are going down because you're not posting as often doesn't mean you're doing bad. It just means your consistency sucks. You're not doing it at the exact second anymore.
Yeah, like, if you don't have it automatically set to post at a certain time and day every year, you're kind of slacking.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't suggest getting any sort of career that involves your time or commitment.
Get an office. I mean, not get a job where you can work at a computer, not like an office job, but like a Twitch streamer job.
No, you can't be a Twitch streamer.
Why?
If you fail at posting a video every year at the same day, same time, you can't be a Twitch streamer, man.
But, like, if you do become a Twitch streamer, you become more consistent. You learn consistency.
Man.
But, like, if you suck at Twitch streaming, you'll have no chat. Like, if you just, like, have a really bad personality and aren't entertaining in any way whatsoever,
then you kind of just suck. That's probably me, though.
To put it blunt.
I know my cousin. My cousin is actually a professional Twitch streamer. He may not have Twitch or Twitch stream on Twitch, but he can stream.
Damn.
And he's got lights in his room. Okay.
Yo, wait. LED lights?
LED lights?
Do they change colors?
Yeah, man. Dude, I go by his house and, like, it's like the middle of the night. I know I shouldn't be there, man, but I'm biking by his house, right? and I see his LED lights in his bedroom, and they're just flashing rainbow colors, and I'm like, sheesh.
Anyone with, like, what is it? Is it called epilepsy?
No, they're not flashing, man. It's just, like, fading in and out of all the colors. And
yeah, like, it'd still be...
You know, that's kind of a vibe, but at the same time, I don't think I could go to sleep with rainbow colors flashing in my... around me. I don't know.
I mean, I'd probably just, like...
I mean, you can close your eyes, but...
You're just gonna see, like, random brightness with your eyes shut.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense, but it makes sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, if you're sleeping, you can see the lights flashing. That's your point, right?
Yeah, well, like, imagine, like, you shut your eyes, and then, like, someone points a flashlight right into your eyes. You'll see that light.
Yeah.
And it'll be bright, and you'll be like, oh, I can't believe you've done this.
I can't believe you've done this, lad. Man, this is... Whatever. Anyways, LED lights. Man is a Twitch streamer, but he doesn't stream. So, yeah, you guys need to find a career in ice fishing.
What? Ice fishing? No. Where we're going with this is if you're not consistently posting on YouTube, don't get an office job. Listen, you still have plenty of more options. Get good at a video game or suck at it. Just make it funny. Okay? It's so easy in today's
We live in such a society, you know.
We live in a society.
Yeah. So it's very easy in this society we live in, you know. I don't know what kind of... Is there, like, just the types of societies or what?
Democracy.
How does that work? Do you just say we live in... Is that actually proper to say, man, we live in such a society?
Wait.
Or what do you say?
Authoritarian?
Is that... That's kind of just a term for a government.
I don't know. I'm not in that class anymore, so it doesn't matter to me. You're just
listing terms for, like, the government, but yeah. For the source of power.
What's that one where they're, like, all alone and independent and there's no government?
I don't know. I just know that we are a democracy.
It starts with an A, right?
An A? I don't know. Man, I don't...
Anxiety.
Guys, don't be anxiety.
Don't be in an anxiety government. You won't be able to talk to each other that much.
Yep. If you are an anxiety government, you just will probably not be for the people.
That's why they don't have votes.
Not that anxious people are not for the people.
It's just we don't like them as much.
Come on, come on. We like all people, right?
But so. Imagine, like, you go up to someone and you're trying to talk to them and then they just kind of, like, walk away. That would be the anxiety government.
I mean, it's not good for the government to turn on their people, but...
They literally do that, though. But,
okay, it is true, the government may do that, but we are not here to diss the government, right? Man, we love the government.
Bro, we love them so much that when they shut down schools recently...
Oh, true.
Man, sheesh.
Schools, all the schools in Ontario... that's where we live, in Ontario, Canada. If you're from the other side of the world,
such as, like, America, that's complete opposite side, and I can't believe it.
If you're from the United States, on the other side of the world, then you probably don't know about Ontario, but basically our schools are now closed online. I mean, no, they're closed in person, and now they're fully online. So this is, like, the third time they've done that or something. They've put all our schools in fully online from the COVID, all that crap. But, yeah, it's pretty unfortunate.
It really is. But if you don't really know where Ontario is, it's, like, near Quebec.
It's near Quebec. Thanks. I don't know if you know where Quebec is, but...
It's near Nova Scotia.
You're just listing off provinces. But, yeah, basically it's in Canada. That's all you need to know.
It's near PEI.
It's not, actually.
It's really close.
It's... no. Anyways.
Quebec is...
Anyways,
just right there.
I don't need to fight you on how close we are to PEI, but...
If you want, we could just talk about dead people.
Man, you really want to talk about dead people right now? Is that where we're going with this? You really just... Okay. You know what, man? I'll just tell you guys right now. We got some unfortunate news for you. We aren't here to be laugh about it, man.
Like, nobody we know personally died, but people that other people did know have passed away.
Man, let's cut to the chase. The Queen's husband died. Let's all just take a moment to just soak that in. It's just...
I bet half of you guys didn't even know his name.
His name? You want to say it?
I bet you guys don't even know his name.
Quentin, you know the name, right?
Of course I know the name. You research it right now. You guys research it right now. No, not you. We already know the name.
Guys, you know what? Since we are here to give you the information, it's Prince Philip. Okay. Prince Philip died.
How did you guys not even know that name? I swear, all of you right now just looked it up on Google.
I don't think anyone really did because... They probably don't care to look things up right now.
I bet you don't even know what the Queen's name is.
Man, who is the Queen?
Elizabeth.
Yeah, I knew that.
The second?
I don't know. Elizabeth something. We don't really learn about the hierarchy of the... I mean, the what do you call it? Monarchy? I don't know, man.
I think it's the monarch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we don't really learn about the religious... I mean, not the religious, the royal family. We don't really learn about them much, or at all, really, in school.
I mean...
I feel like... If we're gonna have like queens and stuff, like why we're in a religious? I mean, why do I keep saying religious, man? It's royal, the royal family.
The religious family has been.
If we're gonna have religious families, man, like we gotta talk. No, no. I mean, like why don't we talk about the royal family if it exists?
5 or like 2 years ago, I thought that Queen Elizabeth was like 120. So
you thought she was 120.
She keeps lowering her age every year because I swear, like when I was in kindergarten, some kid said that Queen Elizabeth was like 99 when I was in kindergarten. So like, why isn't she aging? She's just decreasing in age.
Man, I think she's like
immortal.
I think she's like 130 now or something.
Probably like 2,500.
We don't get that dramatic. But anyways, yeah, her husband died. I don't know what that does for the royal family or for any of you guys.
What did he even die from?
I don't know. Age?
Probably, know. Like, old age.
He was, was he old? He was probably old.
Yeah, he was married, so.
he's gotta be old if he's married, man.
I mean, that's how marriage goes. Once you're married, you're old.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get married in your 20s, 50s, 70s. But once you're married, you're pretty much just a boomer.
You know it.
No one uses that term anymore. Oh, my goodness.
Boomer. Man.
That was famous for, like, a good month.
Boomer was kind of just like, okay, boomer. It was like kind of like a 2019 thing, I feel like.
Well, it was something that, like, was really popping for... What was it like?
Kinda, I feel like it was kind of like
on Twitch.
What?
I mean, like on TikTok, they would just dance to the OK Boomer song. Okay,
there was some OK Boomer song. I don't know, but I just know that kind of was like just 2019, and then no one really cared, but some people kept saying it, and it's just like, okay, nice, man, good job. But yeah, we have more unfortunate news.
Back to deaths, man.
The rapper DMX has just passed away the other day.
Not the other day, a while ago now.
Well, it wasn't that long ago.
It was like a week. It was like
dude, that was like
Friday of last week.
Quentin, that was like 2 days ago.
No. Oh. See when he died.
Look, that's like 2 days ago, man.
It's three.
Oh, yeah, probably 3 days ago from when this episode comes out, but...
New York on anyways, April 10th, I swear
it was. He was on, time. Like, life support for, like, 50 days after he had, like, a heart attack from, I believe, an overdose.
It was a drug overdose.
And after 50 days of life support, he died at the age of 50.
By the way, if you guys don't know who this is, I don't know if you guys know the song X Gonna Give It To You, but that was a really popular song that he sang. And that's who he is.
Yep. And apparently, when he was 14, one of his mentors tricked him into smoking crack. And and that's...
You're just a kid and your mentor was like, you see this white stuff.
Well, it was like when he was 14, he wanted to be a rapper and he had this rapper mentor guy. And the guy tricked him into smoking crack somehow. I don't know how, but... apparently
you like drugs? Oh,
what?
You like drugs, kid?
Man, we don't
want some drugs.
We don't advertise doing drugs.
Want some crack.
Guys, don't do drugs. Drugs are probably bad.
Look what happened to DMX.
Yeah, man. You don't want to die at 50, right?
That's really sad though. Cuz drug addiction can be really bad.
Yeah, very unfortunate.
He also had 15 kids, didn't you say?
Oh, yeah, he had 15 kids. And then, I don't know how many people he had kids with, but that's...
Just one person. They managed to have, like, triplets.
No, because apparently his one of his ex-wives, or maybe he didn't have multiple ex-wives, I just know. His ex-wife, there was a vigil outside of his hospital room or whatever. And they were, like, dancing to his music, like, before he died.
What?
While he was in the hospital. No,
he's on his deathbed, and they're just jamming the X Gonna Give It To You.
they were trying to support him. as he was on his deathbed.
Supporting him by listening to his music? How does that help
he
him
was
in
on,
any way?
He was on life support, and they were all like out there.
They were listening to his heartbeat.
They were all out there rapping.
And just jamming.
Rapping and jamming to his stuff. But, anyways, it said that that wife who he had four kids with, that's who it was. So, he had four kids with one wife. So,
if we assume he only had two wives, then the other wife just went ham, having a bunch of children.
But
triplets.
I mean, hey,
each
you,
time
you can do it. You can do what you want, man. We
support you.
We probably support you. You know, you can do that here, but
wait,
not in China.
It was 15 kids.
Yep.
That's insane. I love that number, dude.
15. Quentin's favorite number. You already know.
But, like, no, wait, can you have more than one child in China? Isn't it like Japan
I'm
where you can only
sure
have one kid?
It's in China that you're not allowed to have more than one. But that might be different now. I just know that it was like, that was.
I'm pretty sure
it was like
Japan because they were overpopulating in Japan, so they were only allowed to have one kid.
Yeah, but they were also.
It was probably like.
They were
both.
Also overpopulating in China, so.
It might be it was both. Because I thought I heard it.
Well, probably not in all of China, but like places like Shanghai are like just way too populated.
I wanted to mention, I'm really disappointed that my water's all the way over there.
Wait, you don't got water with you?
It's all the way over there, and I don't have the force, so.
Well, don't complain, man. It doesn't matter. You can drink water another day.
I mean, sheesh.
Man,
such a popular word, my man.
Bro, sheesh is kind of like a. You don't gotta make fun of me, man. Just because I can't say
that
sheesh.
That was the best sheesh I've heard all day, dude.
Sheesh is like a very. I mean, I feel like it's a popular hype word. It might not be. It's probably just me.
No, we heard people say it today.
We heard other one. Who said it? Who else would have said
when
that?
When we were biking in the beginning of our bike ride, we were talking to people and they said sheesh.
Oh, true, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went on a bike ride and these people, I didn't know them, but these people, we were talking to them at night and they were just doing laps around my block because apparently they both live there. And I was just like, man, if you're gonna like walk, you kind of gotta go more than just like one block. Like,
but they were vibing, though. That's what
they
said.
They said they were vibing, but.
Absolute vibes.
But I find it more fun if you get to, like, walk in at least. Like, if you're just doing laps. They said they've been doing laps for a while. And if you're just doing laps of, like, one block, I feel like that could get boring, but that's just me. I mean, if you got the right company, anything's fine, right?
I mean, no.
No.
I can't. Personally, if the scenery doesn't change. I mean, there's certain scenery that can't change and it'll still be fun. Like, let's say I'm playing a banging game of Fortnite. Like, I'm just completely obliterating the opponents. Just cranking 90s, edit plays. So good.
What about it? What about it when you're doing that? What is your point? You don't.
There wasn't really nothing. I just wanted to say I was doing really good at Fortnite.
Fortnite, yeah, cool.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to actually say that the new movie that came out, Avengers. I mean, not Justice
about,
League. The new Justice League.
You're just talking about Fortnite. You're like, man, I just really wanted to talk about the new Justice League.
Yeah, I didn't like it all that much.
Oh.
I mean, it might be an unpopular opinion, but. Personally, the storyline's all right. It's just everything else about the movie's kind of stinky.
I don't remember the name of the guy who's like producing it this time, but
I just
know that some people like, some people don't.
I just know like all the actors were like, "Yep, this is a really good movie." But first of all, I'm not really a fan of the Flash actor. I got nothing against him. He's doing his own thing, but like I just don't like how when he runs, it's very unnatural. No one runs like that, dude. Why is he rubbing his hands across his chest as he's running forwards in slow motion?
He's just.
It's very unnatural.
I mean, maybe he's just vibing, you know?
His vibe is to rub his chest.
He just likes to. He just likes to rub his chest, okay? You know? It's whatever. You can't judge, right? You're not allowed to judge in this society, right?
So. No. Maybe not other people, but I will judge.
Judge heard. I'm about to have to cancel you, man.
I will get canceled, but that's fine. I'll just come back with a new account.
Actually, you probably don't want. No, you can judge all you want. Never mind. Go ahead.
Well, until you get too big. Once you get too big, you're not allowed to judge anymore.
Yeah, if you're like, if you're popular and you have.
If you're Dwayne and you say something wrong,
you're kind of just done for.
Yeah.
You're probably going to have assassins on you at any time.
Right after that.
Dude, cancel culture is very strange, but we can't really talk about it on here, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because the government's always listening, obviously.
Isn't that right, Echo?
And we don't want to get canceled.
It's so funny. I said Echo. Echo didn't even care. I've said it 3 times now, and it hasn't even responded. Echo.
Man, it doesn't matter. Stop. Okay?
It responded.
We don't need Amazon to create this podcast, okay? We are professionals.
All right. What's next?
Well, we went biking, right?
Yeah.
And then we go to this park, and there's always this one car.
Oh, it's this biking trip. I thought you were talking about the other one.
There's always this one at this park by the road. There's always this one vehicle, and it's just, like, parked. But then it'll turn on its lights, and then, like, back out onto the road. It'll, like, drive 50 meters, then turn around, and then come back over to the park and just, like...
I don't think it's even 50 meters. It's sort of, like, 25.
I don't know. He just kind of... There's, like, a little laneway. I don't know if it's, like, a house or what, but they're just, like, pulling into the end of the park by the road, and then they just stop there. And then he'll, like, get out of his vehicle, turn on his flashlight, and just start running around. And I've seen him many times.
He literally, like, this time we went to the park, and he just opened up his door and immediately, like, shut it really fast and just booked it.
Yeah, he just...
Booked it in the other direction.
He just shut off his car lights, and then you can just see him and his little flashlight. And it's, like, this super dull, like, flashlight. It's just this little green light.
And it doesn't shine any light anywhere. It's just right in front of him.
No path. And he's just, like, running around. And I saw this guy last year, too, doing the same thing. And I don't know if he's just there to watch the park, but, like, he's doing a very weird job of it, I gotta say.
He's just doing his own thing, man. He's just vibing.
Like, I understand, like, if it's... Let's say it was, like, a cop, right? And it's because of COVID. He's just, like, it's his job to, like, night watch. But I'm pretty sure it's just, like, some random vehicle that's just doing his own dandy thing. And he just likes to back out and then drive right back in and just repeat the process. I don't know if he does it all night. It'd be kind of funny, but...
He's just there. We check, it's like 5 a.m., and he's just still backing in and out. He's just lagged.
Yeah.
He's a real-life NPC.
Then there was this other time that I was biking, and I was with my boys, like, last year, I think. And we were just biking around on the road, just in town. And then this police car pulls up beside us, and he's... And there's a guy in the driver's seat, and then there's a guy in the back of the car, and then there's also this giant camera in the passenger seat, and it's just got, like, this huge lens and this green light, and the cop is just, like, looking at me with his camera, and he's just, like, slowly driving by our group of us biking, and I don't know if he was, like, trying to check if we were, like, high or something, or, like, what... But it's just kind of weird. And then we kept biking. We went, like, by the water, by the lake. And then the cop car that we had seen earlier, it's like an unmarked car, too. So it's just like a Dodge. I mean, you kind of know there's a cop, though. But they're just driving towards us. And they just, like, go super slowly. And we're just kind of, like, creeped out. Because we didn't couldn't see from far away because it was dark. Who was driving towards us? We just see lights. They're just like slowly creeping up, and we're like, man, if this is a bad guy, we're kind of screwed. Like, you know,
it's just complete vibes though. They're just vibing, near some kids.
No, but they're just like driving by us. The cop just looks at us, and then they just drive away. And I don't know, that was just weird.
Well, remember the time? What was it? When you were at your old house, and it was like one of your last days there, and we were just having a campfire. But then we saw the walk in the town, and then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we were just walking down, and I had this giant stick that was like the size of me that I was holding and just walking around town with it. And there was this old guy that biked past us, and what we didn't notice is he noticed a cop car, and he like there was like this what is it?
What?
Car dealership, and he hid behind one of the trucks with his bike.
Oh yeah.
And we didn't know there was like a cop car. And I looked at it, and I was like, that looks a lot like a cop car. And I pointed my giant stick at it.
He's got this huge stick, and he just points it at the cop car.
And they just kind of pulled us over. And the one guy in the car, like the second guy, like in the passenger seat or something,
he was just,
looking at us the entire time. He was really creepily.
And then the other officer just was, like, asking us questions. And then he was, like, asking us what we're doing. And then my brothers said we were going to see Quentin's mom at work, and it was like 10:30 at night, and they're like, that place is closed, so it's kind of a bad excuse.
Well, it wasn't 10:30. It was like,
I just know it was late.
It was like 2 in the morning.
It wasn't 2 in the morning, but
it was.
There's no way.
Because the work is like shut down at 12.
Dude, there's no... We were walking at that time and made that excuse.
That was the excuse.
Man, I don't think Hudson's got it, but anyways, yeah, that was an interesting night. That was funny.
We hid, like, every time we went, we were walking into town, we, like, ditched into the giant fields of grass on the side of the road for some reason.
Because we didn't want the cars to see us. But then when a cop
but car... But when a cop
when
came...
When a cop car came along,
I decided Quentin to just point a giant stick at it.
I don't know why you would bring a huge...
Listen, I forgot it was in my hand somehow, and I just pointed it at the car.
And the other biker dude that was on the other side of the road, he was just, like, driving into the Ford dealership, and he just had his music on, and he was just, like, watching us.
And then when the cops left, he goes right back out and bikes away, and I was like,
and then he's like,
man.
He's just biking back and forth, and I don't know. But, I mean, he was probably vibing, man.
Bro, he was so smart, though. He ditched the cops.
I mean, that's the play, but we just kind of stood there. And
we pointed a joint stick at the cops.
And you were just kind of like, all right, let's do this.
Bro, I was vibing with the cops, dude.
I think you just wanted them to pull us over.
I seek their attention.
I mean, they probably would have anyways, because we weren't supposed to be out at that late. But, yeah, I don't know. It was like the last night before I moved. And we were like, hey, let's just hang out here. Because I was like, man, I'm never going to do this again.
It got boring at that spot, though. So that's why we just walked in the town. And
yeah, my house, just we were just bored of the campfire, so we left.
Except the stick I brought, the end of it had, like, fire on it.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, because it was like a poker stick.
Yeah, and I kept using it to, like, create a torch from the flame of the fire.
So you pointed a giant stick with a burnt end to the cops. Bruh.
I mean, it's just a bro moment.
Man, you gotta think of an inspirational quote for this episode.
Oh, I completely forgot.
Yeah. I mean, we won't make you say it yet, but like, you got like 5 minutes, man. And then you need to come up with some, okay? Like, what do you think? What are we thinking today? Like,
arguments,
boredom, school, dead people. I don't know. Man, we are very inspirational though. Just for like future notice. If you need inspiration, actually, our quotes aren't always inspirational, but
G-Rock is the right rock, dude.
G-Rock is the right rock.
That is so inspirational. Don't even get me started on that, man.
Man. If you're depressed, just be blessed. Wow, such good advice.
I've never really thought about it that deeply, but it's actually so bad.
I'm sorry,
guys. I mean, no. It's the best advice you can ever get.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if that advice hinders you from being cured of anything. I don't know. Good luck out there, folks. And what can you call everyone folks? How does it work?
No, folks. Yeah, folks isn't like directed between a certain gender.
Okay, yeah.
That's like calling someone a guy. I mean, guys.
That's like calling someone a guy.
Means dude, but like if you say guys, it can refer to either genders.
I mean, I feel like some people would get mad at that, not gonna lie, but...
It's just the people like if that you are get, just annoying
if at you get mad at, hey guys, like there's a group of people and you're like, hey guys, and then there's some girls. I feel like if you get mad, I'm sorry, but like...
You're a Karen.
You're just a Karen, man.
You're a Karen or a Phil. Oh, that's so... I just realized the queen's husband was named Philip, short form Phil.
Bro, he was a Phil.
So he was a Phil, dude. Oh.
Man, I wonder if you like to follow all the laws.
Imagine Queen Elizabeth was named Queen Karen.
I am Queen Karen.
She just yells at everybody.
Man, that's just not it.
It's not pogs.
Dude, if you're named Karen and you're actually a Karen, that's just kind of disappointing.
That's actually sad.
Like, there's these videos of, like, this one guy. He was on his own property. And then he goes outside. He's like,
I think I've seen this.
He goes outside and he's, like, emptying the trash. And then the lady's, like, acting like the trash is, like, a weapon. And she's like, put down that weapon. I'm going to call the cops. And he's just like,
bruh,
I'm just taking out my trash. And she's, like, acting like he's doing something wrong. And then she's on his property and he's like, actually, you're on my property, so I'm gonna have to ask you to get off. And then she's like, but you've got a weapon. And it's just, oh no, man, don't be that girl.
This reminds me of a meme where this kid thought it was a smart idea to like hide in the recycling bin when his dad was gonna take out the trash. The kid hides in there and he goes to scare his dad. He's like, what? But his dad just throws the recycling in without looking into the trash, but it just clobbers the kid in the head.
And the kid, I want that kid never made it that night.
He's just dead.
Dude. What a stupid kid.
I mean, he was like 5. He was probably telling his mom, like, oh, I'm going to pull a prank on dad.
I'm going to trick daddy. Then he comes, and he's just dead.
His dad wakes up the next morning. Hey, where's Timmy? He said he was pulling a prank on you, honey. Oh, I haven't seen him all day.
And she was like, oh, yeah, he was hiding in the trash last night.
Oh, I put the trash in the recycling last night. I wonder where Timmy is.
And basically, then the wife probably just murders the father because he killed their son. And, that's the end of the family.
No, there's like a whole trial. The wife has to go to jail.
The wife goes to jail.
I mean, the husband's dead.
Oh, true. Because I was gonna say.
The husband's in. I mean, the wife's in jail. The husband's in the grave, and Timmy is actually the mastermind because that was the prank.
The prank was to get his dad killed.
Yeah, what he had is he had an escape chute at the bottom of the recycling bin that he crawled out of. And what he did is he went to his bed that night, slept, and early in the morning woke up, walked outside of the house, and pretended like he was never there.
See, realistically, he just wanted to get away from home. He wanted to run away, but he didn't know how to do it without his parents noticing. So he thought he'd dispose of them. So he acted like... So he did a prank, making it seem as though he was disposed of. But... In the end, he got his father killed and his mother put in jail.
But the thing is, the most mastermind part of this whole thing was they needed a dead body as proof that the son was dead, right? So the little kid, Timmy, went to the neighbor's house where they just had a newborn son.
No, stop. No, this is too much. This is too much, man.
Find a coyote that he found in the fields.
He found a coyote in the
field. And he shot it. Whoa!
The parents thought it was his body.
Really, he was wearing a furry costume.
And the parents were like, "Hey, it's my son. He's dead. Oh no!" And the wife killed his father. And anyways, that was a very sad story.
Poor Timmy. He doesn't have parents anymore.
No, he didn't want them.
He's going to foster care.
No, he gets to go live with his
Coyote
he
friends.
gets to go live with his uncle in his white van. His great uncle Kyle.
Come here, Timmy. We're gonna go catch some kids today. Get you some friends.
What kind of person is a Kyle? How do you describe a Kyle?
A gamer.
Yeah, true. Peace control Kyle, man.
But like not no, not
Sheesh.
like pizza control Kyle, like you, it's like a fat gamer.
A fat, oh yeah. You think of the fat gamer is like those guys who are 600 pounds and they make their dad buy them McDoubles all day.
Oh, you saw
Yeah.
that?
This one guy, it's like he was addicted to Fortnite and he got his dad to buy him McDoubles every day, all day, and he could only eat McDoubles.
Wait, do you know what he's like now? He's actually really skinny. Like he's completely reshaped himself.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he actually worked on himself after that, and he's really skinny now.
There's no way, dude.
Yeah.
How do you lose,
Have you
dude?
seen the two sisters though? Only one of the sisters is now skinny. The other one doesn't care.
I think I have a recollection of what you're talking about, but I don't remember what they look like. Anyways,
I know what you're talking about, but I just don't know what it is.
I know what you're talking about. I just don't know what they look like. Anything. Anyways, yeah, if you like can't wear clothes, I think that's where you need to
At that
realize
point, yeah.
you're kind of in trouble.
'Cause like if there has to be like a special clothing like designer that has to make clothes just for your size, you're doing it wrong.
I mean, at some point, there's just no one that can help you out. You just have
You'll
to.
die.
You just have to die. Yeah.
Well, no, you'll die because of obesity.
Just die in your misery.
If you get that hungry, just start eating your fat, am I right?
Heck yeah, man.
Oh, that's how you get rid of it.
You eat your. F No. Man.
Logically.
Yeah, I don't think if you eat your fat, you'll lose it. I think you just eat it and then grow it back. But technically,
You're a cannibal.
if you use the toilet enough, right? You can't.
Statistically.
How come? Why would you gain any weight, right?
I mean, if you're pooping out pounds of poop.
That's a. You're eating too much, okay?
No. That's just painful. Actually, no. How can they even wipe their butt?
I don't wait. Okay, I don't even want to think about it. Let's
How
not.
can they even sit on the toilet,
Let's
bro? The
not.
toilet can't fit that way.
I don't know, man. They probably no. They can't wear diapers. I don't know.
Can't. Yeah, they can't. So they
Dude.
just poop themselves, bro. Because they can't even fit in the washroom door.
There's imagine this lady addicted to eating mattresses. Like,
Oh, her.
yeah, that's just sad. I mean, if you're addicted to eating mattresses out there, I'm sorry.
Bro, now I know why TLC, like, a lot of people make content on YouTube of it. It's just content, dude.
I hope that if you eat mattresses and you have an addiction and can't eat anything else, you should get some help.
Honestly,
Get some help, kid.
stop it. Get some help.
What a legendary experience eating mattresses. I mean, I don't eat it. I don't. Okay. I don't do that. Good luck out there,
Just
guys.
eating mattresses.
Anyways, I think we gotta figure out some inspirational quote for you guys.
All right, occupy
'Cause
him. I
I
got
feel like
this.
we're holding you off a bit, and I feel bad. But yeah, Quentin is always the guy who does this, and I feel kind of bad. But like, man, I'm not inspirational. I got nothing. I'm just kind of stupid. I mean smart.
Whoa,
I'm
calm
kind of
down.
just that smart guy, okay? The smart, wise guy with no no. Okay, wait. I was gonna say with no knowledge, but I'm the smart guy who's very good at something. I don't know.
I think I have it.
All right,
I'm gonna
guys.
create more as I speak, so.
Today's quote of
Yeah.
the podcast is this.
Arguments are the root to fights, and fights lead to loss of friendship. Stop fighting.
All right, guys, stop fighting. There you go. Quentin has just saved animals.
I've saved all your friendships right now with
Quentin has just saved the vegan race, and
that.
now you will all prosper. I hope you have enjoyed what we have brought to the table today, and if you have,
Then eat it till your heart's content, because this content only comes once in a lifetime.
let all your school buddies know.
Oh,
You know?
and hopefully, I'm not gonna jinx it or anything, and I'm not gonna say for sure, but we're gonna try and make two podcasts this week so we can post one for the next week or something like that.
Basically, Quentin's trying to say, hopefully we have a podcast for you next week. And if we don't, we're just trying to stay consistent, okay?
Okay, if we don't, just remember in the next 56 days or so,
There'll be a podcast in 56 days, hopefully.
unless something like bad happens.
Yeah,
But that can't happen.
this guy could fall, but we're just gonna hope for that not to
Chicken
happen.
Little. I like that. That's the movie where they say the sky is falling. Chicken
Oh,
Little.
man, I need to watch some kids' movies. Anyways,
Watch Happy Feet again. Make sure you're not scared.
bro, that movie's so scary. I don't want to do that. Happy Feet, no,
Horror movies are fine, but once I watch Happy Feet, oh, that animation.
man. I can't. Anyways, guys, I hope you have a great day. Do not argue, and cure your own boredom with something
Video
like playing
games.
with toy cars. Do
Oh,
that.
yeah.
Yeah.
And make sure they become vegan because we all know that vegans are right. Oh, actually, before we end this podcast, I have this story. So there was this thing I watched, and it was this guy, and he had his pregnant wife in the car, and she was about to give birth, but there was vegans protesting on that
What?
road. They were like completely destroying traffic because they were all protesting and saying, "Stop eating animals." And the dude's like, "My wife is pregnant," and yelling at them to get off the street so we could go to the hospital. But they wouldn't move, and they said, "Well, you should have just had a baby earlier." I was like, "Vegans kind of suck." Either way, become vegan.
And
yeah.
if you do, there probably will not be problems with pregnancies because of you.
Yeah, and also, you more animals will live and will be overtaken by wolves. Have a good day, or night. This is us signing off. Bye.